All right, we got Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis giving us the Eastern UP report today. Mick, how are you doing?
Doing. How about you, Adam?
Pretty good. Getting ready for opening a trout season tomorrow?
Oh, you bet. You bet.
You got a lot of people coming in getting live bait and hardware. What are you seeing?
The biggest thing that they're buying is our leaf worms and night crawlers. That seems to be a real hot ticket around here for trout fishing.
Okay.
We do have jars of spawn and like that if anybody wants it, and we carry a good line of MEP spinners and panther martins and rooster tails and such.
Have you seen any size or color that's going better for, or even one of those brands going better than another?
The panther martins usually go pretty well, and so do the rooster tails. Usually a good color of an orange with a bright green usually starts it off pretty good for most of them.
So let's talk about the stream conditions here a little bit. You know, in the central UP where I am, we got a fair amount of rain earlier this week, and it couldn't have come at a better time. The conditions on the streams now are about perfect going into this weekend. How's it looking in the eastern UP?
About the same, yes. We got just enough rain to stir everything up and let it settle good.
Are you thinking that folks are going to be able to get out pretty safely on a lot of these rivers, or are any of them very high?
You know, I haven't heard of any of them being too high yet this year, which is almost unheard of around here. So
yeah, for opening a trout. Now, there's some people that are not going to go brookie fishing or trout fishing. They're going to go steelhead fishing because the rivers are now open in areas that have steelhead. Are you hearing anything from those folks?
They're still getting some up in Grand Marais. The streams themselves, I'm sure we'll have a pretty good influx of that because it kicks the season off and they're just fun to fish for.
Sure. And are you selling spawn there at all?
I have jars of it.
Okay.
I don't have the full-size skeins because most everybody, when they catch their fish, they've got their skein and go that way. But we do have all the materials to tie it and everything.
Well, that's good to hear. Any colors selling better for the netting?
Pink.
Really? Okay.
Pink seems to be a real hot color.
Excellent. Lastly, on the streams here, before we switch over to the lakes, are you hearing anything at all from smelters?
Last week, there was a few of them getting some smelt. They were getting some decent-sized smelt, actually. Of course, they're not saying where their honey holes are, so.
But you are getting some reports. That's encouraging. That's good.
Yes, and we still have smelt nets here for anybody that wants to go out and try some smelt dipping.
So you have smelt nets there? Excellent. Good to know. Well, I hope you stay tuned for the second half of this talk with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. We'll talk bluegills and perch and what the hot baits are right now on the lakes right there in Curtis. Plus, the Community Unity Event, a.k.a. Redneck Night, at the Erickson Center, happening tomorrow. We'll get all the details on that. Sounds like a blast. So stay tuned for part two and our next outdoor report later on this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.